This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean. And we're being heard right now on AM 1000 down there, San Juan, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the western part of the Bahamas. And hello to everybody down there, as well as to great radio stations across America, and also to our great people listening to us on the internet all around the world, especially in Germany. Hello, Maria, Major Mac, and Gustav, they've all chimed in. Now, I also want to give a special shout out to our military men and women who are serving and listening to us right now, not only in the United States, but overseas. And, of course, the holidays are here. We're thinking about all you guys and gals that are overseas that can't make it back home. And we certainly hope that you are having a good duty tour wherever it is that you're at. But also to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for everything you do to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that works on the Third Watch, whether or not you're a trucker, a warehouse, a factory worker, a butcher, a baker, maintenance, janitorial worker, mechanic, construction worker, bulk mail centers sorting out the mail, or an Uber, Lyft, taxi, or bus driver, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us on the weekend, as he does all the time, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, our thoughts and prayers go out here to our brothers and sisters in Florida at the Pensacola Naval Air Naval Base in Pensacola, where we had three people killed, shot dead by a Saudi national who was part of the Saudi military here on an exchange program at the Naval Air Station learning how to fly. Now, he was not the only one. There's 200 of these people on that base, and I'll get to all this in a minute. But six Saudi nationals have been arrested as a result after this Air Force trainee, also from Saudi Arabia, opened fire at the naval base, killing three people, injuring eight, and then he himself was shot dead by two sheriff's deputies who were wounded by this this assailant, but they managed to take him out. The one sheriff who had been shot in the torso was hit in the leg, and the other one was hit in the body, but they both managed to get enough shots and neutralize this guy and kill him. Now, the men were detained near the scene of the shooting, which took place at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola early Friday morning, and it's currently unclear why they've been taken into custody, although three of the six that they took in were seen filming the entire incident as it unfolded. Now, this is what the New York Times is reporting from a source that they have. And no officials have yet stated whether or not any of them were students inside the classroom where the shooting occurred. But give me a break here.
Absolutely, Captain. Again,
just a terrible, terrible incident happening today at what is really the nation's first naval air station, and of course home to the Blue Angels as well. But some 16,000 military and some 7,400 civilian personnel work at the station there and are there on a regular basis. And as you mentioned, there's about 200 of these different exchange students, as they're being called. But this program has been in place for many years, since the 1970s, as a matter of fact. However, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, the two senators from the state of Florida, of course, have been calling for a full review of how these individuals are vetted.
So is the governor.
And the governor, too, mm-hmm. Exactly, in order to be part of this program, because there is some fatal flaw, obviously, going on. One thing for the person, obviously, to be shooting, and another thing as well for compatriots, apparently,
well,
to be filming.
This shooter put out a tweet that has been found, and you have a copy of it, so go ahead and read what this tweet says.
That's right, and this is very disturbing. I want to warn everybody, it's very disturbing. According to the shooter, what's attributed to him is his final tweet. He says, "I'm not against you for just being American. I don't hate you because of your freedoms, essentially. I hate you because every day you supporting, this is his words, not mine, you supporting, funding, and committing crimes not only against Muslims, but also humanity. He says, I'm not against evil, and America as a whole has turned into a nation of evil. What I see from America is the supporting of Israel, which is invasion of Muslim country. I see invasion of many countries by its troops. I see Guantanamo Bay. I see cruise missiles, cluster bombs, and UAV," unquote.
Who's got the cluster bombs right now?
Okay, well,
it's Russia.
Yeah.
Okay. And about half of what he put out there is absolute total brainwashing, thanks to, I don't know who, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, or whoever, right?
Well, exactly. That term brainwashing, Captain, I think is absolutely apropos, because here you have students, exchange students as they're being called, living among Americans, living here in the United States, seeing the goodness of the American people, and still doing this heinous, this is a crime against humanity, this is evil, and unfortunately, we're dealing with the same kind of thing we saw even on 9/11.
And you know that we know that this guy was like this when he came over here. He just didn't suddenly become one of the bad guys. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, we got a lot more stuff we got to get into, including Adam Schiff's secret subpoena adventure that could end with legal buckshot in his face for going after some people secretly under false pretenses. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Rivers, host of the Evers Network, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who's hanging on my telephone right now. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I take. I'm a customer of theirs, so I'm not just telling you about it. And I've been taking it now for 3 years and 9 months. And it works for my arthritis. So if you're suffering from nagging pain, constant pain, and as anybody knows that's got arthritis, it does not go away. It's with you all the time. You need to take something to cut it. You can take prescription drugs, or you can take an all-natural product like Relief Factor. And it not only helps you with arthritis, it helps you with back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and general pain, wherever it might happen to be. So let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away. Many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use, and that's about what it takes. You take it the way it tells you to take it 3 times a day until you run out of the pills, and they're capsules, actually, all-natural capsules, easy to take, 4 in a little packet. You take 3 packets a day to start with, and you do that for the 3 weeks. Now, keep in mind, all you got to do is start the 1995 3-week quick start plan, which is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's another $5 or $6 roughly, and it comes to you in 2 or 3 days. Now go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. And there's a little video there too that tells you how this product works. It's just amazing. Swelling, like some people have swelling when you have the inflammation and whatnot, it takes it down. Never seen anything like it. And it works. That's all I can tell you. It works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. And Kyle, it seems that the Wall Street Journal has released information about Adam Schiff and his secret subpoena, which is going to come back to blow him right back in the face, because how can you possibly go out and get a subpoena to spy on the president's lawyer, on a fellow congressman, and also on an individual, all involved with the investigation of you and your committee and the things that you're going after? How can you do that when you're not the Department of Justice? I mean, Congress does not have that kind of authority to do that. And I believe he got this secret subpoena, which is what they're calling it. I believe he got it on false grounds.
Well, we're going to find out what all the ins and outs of it are, of course. But what Adam Schiff is doing, he is playing the part, Captain, of what I call, you know, the party leader back from the old Soviet days. He's a party leader. He's going to find out how he's going to ruin people and twist investigations.
Reminds me of the KGB.
Well, exactly right, because this is, I think it's Devin Nunes and his phone records,
That's right, I believe.
Also, John Solomon, investigative reporter.
And Rudy Giuliani.
That's right. So if you're able to go get phone records, and by the way, he's got the wrong number about the Office of Management and Budget, Rudy Giuliani. So
right.
that's already blown up in his face. But if you're going to go get records, even incidentally, on your political rivals, your political opponents like Representative Nunes, and the optics, just the optics, regardless of legality here, which I think also will apply, but the optics of doing this to an investigative reporter in the press is so bad that we're not surprised it's Adam Schiff. But this is going to be a total overreach, and I think when the facts come out about it, people are going to be very upset about it, and we could see perhaps some kind of action.
Well,
certainly a lawsuit from Nunes.
It could be legal action in terms of a criminal action against him, meaning against Schiff, which I would love to see. Or, as you just mentioned, it could be a legal civil action against Schiff, because this is something that is a gross overreach of the congressional powers that they have, because you cannot interject with attorney-client privilege.
Well, right. In other words, what Adam Schiff is demonstrating to the people of the United States is that no one is safe. He's on a sham, you know, investigation journey, whatever he's trying to do, but he's telegraphing to everybody, you're not safe in this country with attorney-client privilege, for one thing. And if we're going to target you and get you politically, there's nothing we won't stop at. And I think that's very serious. I'm not trying to sound fantastical or sensationalistic. I think this is a very serious situation. I think Adam Schiff is a very ruthless individual, and he's pursuing this without any regard for anything, it seems like.
And we know that Rudy Giuliani was just over in the Ukraine. We know he was over there with a television crew, that they were recording interviews with this investigator who got fired because of Joe Biden. We know all of that. And we know that that's going to come back, because we're being told, and it's been leaked by the Giuliani camp, that they have powerful evidence against the Bidens and other individuals in the American government at that time when Barack Obama was the president.
That's right. And you know where a lot of this is going to come out is if the impeachment goes to the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to call the Bidens. They're going to call Schiff, too, by the way, but they'll call the Bidens, because they will want to lay the framework for where this corruption was in Ukraine and how this has been transferred, or at least attempted to be transferred, onto the Trump administration. And so they're asking the right questions. And again, what people will find out about this will be absolutely shocking. And if we had more investigative reporters like John Solomon, who does a great job, this would already be front page news. But because it's Joe Biden and the narrative is Trump's trying to hurt Biden in the election by doing this thing against Ukraine, that's the narrative, and they can't stray from it.
Well, listen to these Democratic, this is James Clyburn. I believe he's called the majority whip in the House of Representatives. And listen to what he said about losing votes when this goes for the vote for impeachment. Listen to this.
I mean simply that this is a vote of conscience. I do believe that when it comes to something as divisive as impeachment, we have to leave members up to their own consciences, their own constituents, and what they think is in the best interest of their love for country. And so I think it would be a bit unseemly for us to go out whipping up a vote on something like this. This is too serious. This is too much about preserving this great republic. And I think we'll leave it up to each member to decide how he or she would like to vote.
Now, pretty plain, pretty straight and direct to the point, correct?
Yeah.
So when you heard that, does that sound like as if we're going to vote on this and sometime next week it's going to go to the Senate and this, that, and the other? I don't hear that in that comment by the whip, majority whip in the House of Representatives. I don't hear that.
No, it actually could be sort of a pre-positioning to say that when the vote either doesn't occur or fails, nobody can say, well, you didn't whip them into shape, you know, to get up there and vote the way they're supposed to vote for the party kind of thing. It's just maybe just pre-positioning the sort of explanation of why it never worked.
Yeah. Now, listen to Joe Biden and one of his nonsensical comments that he makes, because it's going to lead us into what we're going to talk about in the next segment, which is the economy and all the numbers we saw yesterday. But here's Biden.
The president asked me to chair the Recovery Act, which had $900 million in it. And we did it. Most even conservative economists acknowledge it probably saved us from a depression. But what we did at the same time was we were able to invest in things that, in fact, grew the economy at the same time. That's the exact opposite of what Trump has done.
Right.
What he has done hasn't grown the economy. And so there are circumstances where you have to spend in order to generate economic growth.
Right.
But there has to be a way that you can catch up to that. Otherwise, you end up in a situation where you have to make terrible, terrible choices.
Do you still favor the balanced budget amendment that you voted for in 1995?
No, because we're in a different place now. The balanced budget amendment in the middle of what basically is going to be, I hope it's not true, but we're likely to inherit a recession, at least a significant economic slowdown.
Now, I've got numbers in front of me when we come back from this break, Kyle, that totally blow the vice president, former vice president, out of the water, because the economy has grown. The numbers have gone higher. There are more positives than there are negatives, and they certainly danced rings around anything Barack Obama did, because does anybody other than me remember the Cash for Clunkers program? How'd that work out? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court on Friday blocked the Trump administration from restarting federal executions next week after a 16-year break. The justices denied the administration's plea to undo a lower court ruling in favor of inmates who had been given execution dates. The first of those had been set for Monday, with a second set for Friday. Attorney General William Barr announced during the summer that federal executions would resume using phenobarbital to put inmates to death. Federal executions are now likely to remain on hold for at least several months while the appeals court in Washington undertakes a full investigation. The state of New York is moving ahead with a law that will raise the minimum wage to $15 statewide on New Year's Eve. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget director said several studies show New York's gradual increase in the minimum wage has not caused a loss in jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Now, they're part of a tradition here in America because they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And when you go to the website, GEICO, GEICO.com, that's GEICO, GEICO.com. You type in your zip code and it will tell you where and who your local agent is, number one. And you can either get a quote from them directly or you can get a quote from the website and find out if they can save you any money on your insurance, because they'll not only cover your car or your truck you're driving, they'll also cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, your Can-Doo, your Wanna-Doo, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, through your GEICO insurance agent or live right there on the web, whatever it takes with GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance, GEICO.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Well, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, the economy. And we just heard Joe Biden talking about what a great job he did with the $900 billion he had with the whatever the program was with Barack Obama. And I pointed out the Cash for Clunkers program, also the cylinders and all that sort of stuff. You know, the solar energy, that was all part of that.
Oh, yeah.
And none of that worked.
Nope, it didn't. And but of course, you know, they were able to fashion the narrative about it. And as you heard Joe Biden, you know, talking about the idea, well, you know, we saved us from a depression, et cetera, et cetera.
And they spent a bunch of money, and come to find out it was just like throwing money up into the wind and letting it go. But here's, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, and also remember those shovel-ready jobs that weren't so shovel-ready, and they all sort of laughed about it?
Well, it's called permits.
Yeah.
You have to have permits to be able to do it, and it takes environmental studies and all that stuff. I know that, and I'm not in the construction business.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Once again, the Trump economy absolutely smashed expert predictions with the jobs report yesterday. Now, listen to these numbers. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%, matching its lowest level in 50 years. That's number one. Number two, economists had expected the economy to add about 185,000 jobs. Instead, it added 266,000. And economists had predicted 15,000 more manufacturing jobs. Instead, we got 54,000. And compared with last year, at the same time, average hourly wages were up more than 3%. And finally, the number of Americans working rose to a record high, 158,593,000. We've never seen that kind of number back in a workforce. We are at full employment and then some.
Exactly right. And we're at full employment in different demographic groups, or we're at extraordinary employment in different demographic groups. This cuts across racial and socioeconomic boundaries, and this is precisely the kind of thing, Captain, I think that President Trump envisioned, wanted to help bring about, and it's diametrically opposed to the standard issue, liberal mindset, Democrat playbook of divide and conquer and keep people, envious of one another and at war socially and economically. This is a rising tide that's lifting all boats. Doesn't matter your skin color, doesn't matter your race or ethnicity. This is about American jobs, absolutely.
And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show. We'll tell you how to hear that here in just a little bit. Now, Joe Biden yesterday came out and made a monumental statement to Mike Allen from Mediaite, and they were talking about AOC, because AOC made news yesterday for taking credit for something that she didn't want there to begin with. And first we'll go with Biden, and then we'll tell everybody what AOC took credit for that she didn't want there to begin with in her district in New York. Here we go with Biden.
Medicare for all. Do you think that's political?
The party's
suicide?
Not there. The party's not there at all.
Some of your opponents are.
Yeah, but the party's not there. You know the numbers.
What do you think?
You guys got it all wrong about what happened. And what
you sound
happened.
Like Trump.
Yeah, I do. No, look, it's not fake. It's just bad judgment. You all thought that what happened was the party moved extremely to the left after Hillary. AOC was the new party. She's a bright, wonderful person. But where's the party? Come on, man.
Well, the party is with AOC, with Tlaib, with Omar, with Presley. It's not with Joe Biden because he moved way to the left.
Well, sure, because he has to try to survive this Democrat primary season. And one wonders, Captain, does Joe Biden think that the Democrat Party is all at home listening to their record players, you know, and saying to themselves, we're not far left, you know? No.
But oh, and you forgot the other part.
What's that?
Riding the train to work.
And riding the train to work, exactly.
That's his solution, by the way, for global warming.
Well, it's another day in the political sphere of what can I say that makes me sound like I'm hip and that kind of stuff. But it's so in unbelievable that Joe Biden, and he's just trying to spin a yarn here that what's happening before our very eyes isn't actually occurring, because the party, at least the primary voters, they're moving very far to the left. That's why we've seen a proliferation of these very left-wing ideas.
So here's a little socialist logic for you. Compliments of AOC. What was the big company that she put the kibosh to and kept from moving into New York City in her district?
Well, that would be Amazon, yeah.
Okay, and yesterday we found out that Amazon has leased office space in her district in New York City for what, about 500 or so office workers?
Well, it looks like it'd be about 1,500 employees in about 300,000 square feet of office space, from what we understand. Yeah.
And that's going to be like a corporate office because they're moving out of California to New York, which is, and by the way, you don't think they're not getting tax breaks for that?
No kidding.
You better believe they are. And that's something else the Democrats, well, and Elizabeth Warren was the big one. Well, these companies shouldn't be getting tax credits to do this and do that. Well, I guarantee you they're getting tax credits to come to New York. Big time tax credits. Reason I know that's because I was a small town assessor, and that's what they do to attract businesses. Now, she came out and she took credit. She took credit for this. And it's absolutely, and by the way, that's socialist logic. And that's absolutely not true. She had nothing to do with this.
Well, of course not. And it's also important to, of course, she's just being like a politician, by the way, too. Hey, I helped make that happen.
You mean the one that hasn't been there 2 years and has already got well over, you know, quite a, is a millionaire, that one?
Well, sure, exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, it's important to know that what she, with the, how she helped run Amazon out of town on a rail, that had to do with bringing a headquarters to the area. We're talk about bringing in 25,000 jobs, not 1,500 administrative type employees. We're talking about a major headquarters and a major ancillary benefit, not only to those, for those 25,000 jobs, but benefits to all the businesses in the area that would then be servicing these new, these 25,000 new people, or mostly new to the area, and all the economic fruit that would bear. So she's trying again to simply say, well, look, you know, this is my thing, and I help do this, and everybody sees through that.
Now, I want you to listen to some more socialist logic, this time coming from one of the alleged front runners, Pete Buttigieg. Listen to this.
From 2007 to 2010, you worked for McKinsey. For folks that aren't familiar, McKinsey is a global consulting firm. And to understand it, you have an NDA with McKinsey. And so, therefore, the public does not know who you represented during those 3 years. Just last week, you said, quote, I know the campaigns reached out to ask about being released from the NDA. I'm not sure whether we've gotten a response yet. My question to you is, have you gotten a response yet? And 60 days out from the Iowa caucus, isn't it worthy for folks to know who you represented over those 3 years?
Yes, I think it would be good to be released. Look, I keep my word, and I signed a legal document when you serve a client that you're going to respect their confidentiality. But I do think it would be a good thing for that to be released. This is my first job out of school. It mostly consisted of preparing spreadsheets and PowerPoints, but I would be happy to be able to share more about the consulting work that I did, especially because in the decades since the two and a half years that I worked at this company, I can think of it at least four times that I've opened up the newspaper and become really angry over decisions that they have made or decisions that somebody in that company has made.
Well, what do you think, Pete? Mayor Pete got caught with his hands in a cookie jar.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see how that pans out. Exactly.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And we appreciate you, too, listening to us. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Going to take a look at the highways and the byways all across America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right deep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
Alrighty. Ray Carlisle doing a little Rooster Cruisin' there from back in the oldies. That's a song from, goes all the way back really to the late 70s, early 80s, and it's been revised, and we got it here for you. And the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends that are out there, and they're out there doing, guess so what? They're out there doing all kinds of great things because they're on the highways and the byways, and our pilots and Flying J's that are out there bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Well, just heard from Richard Marine. He says he's got a storm coming his way. Yeah, you do, buddy. Yeah, you do. I'm looking at it. I'm going to tell you about it right now. This is going to be a slow-moving storm that's going to impact California, going to impact Oregon, going to impact Nevada, going to impact, and already is, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, and it's going to just drag on through the weekend, all weekend long, with rain in the lower areas, coastal rain, and then mountain snow and lots of it. And there'll be quite a coastal impact, too, as far as the waves and whatnot. Now, locally heavy rain may cause some flash flooding, especially on burn scars from central California to southwestern Oregon. And snow, are you ready? Snow up to 3 feet will be possible in the Sierra Nevada mountains tonight, tomorrow, and into Sunday. Now, rain with mountain snow can also be expected from the northwest into the northern Rockies. That includes all of Montana, and that's going to be moving into the Dakotas as well. So let's take a look at what we got going on right now. Washington State, you're looking fairly good, except for over in the Hood River Valley, you've got some snow flurries on the downward side of Cabbage going down towards Pendleton, Oregon. And that's what I see right now. Now, I'm going to go straight down through the rest of Oregon. Central Oregon, Medford East, you've got snow, lots of it, moving to the east. And I think Richard is right there in that area, and he's going to be seeing that soon, if he's not already. And California, Donner. California, Truckee, California, Lake Tahoe, on down across north of Sacramento over to the Oregon line, you are going to get snow, lots of it. There's a winter snow warning, a snowstorm warning up right now for all of the Sierra Nevadas all the way down to the San Bernardino Mountains, and it stops right about Barstow, right in that area, just about right in there for the moment. Now, there's rain developing right now, and it is raining in Northern California. You're getting rain south of Redding, south of the higher elevations, and wind, and down towards Napa, and down around San Francisco, wind there all the way down towards Los Angeles, with rain offshore probably going to be hitting the coastal areas here pretty soon. Now, let's move over into Nevada. Nevada, you basically, all across I-80, you're going to be looking at snow this weekend. Lots of it in the higher elevations. Central Nevada in the mountains, you're going to be looking at snow this weekend. Lots of it in the higher elevations. You're also going to have wind just about all over the state, with the exception of down around Las Vegas, which looks like it's going to be spared anything this time. However, let's move over now to Idaho. Now, Boise North, going up towards Coeur d'Alene, snow, snowing right now, as a matter of fact. Coming into Idaho from Wyoming, western Wyoming, around Pocatello, Idaho, and up 15 coming up out of Utah right now. You've got snow in the northern part of Utah, north of Salt Lake, coming up 15 into Idaho, and then that snow continues all the way up into Montana, where it is currently snowing across half of the state of Montana. So be advised, 4th of July being getting snowed on right now. It's just a general snow so far, but it's going to change. It'll become a lot more intense. Wyoming, you are definitely going to be under the gun, getting a fair amount of snow, too, along I-80 and up and down 25. We do have tonight a little change in Colorado. East of Denver, up I-76 towards Nebraska, we got fog tonight in there, fog, and some windy conditions right in that area, too. And then going up to North Dakota, central, southern North Dakota right now, we've got fog in that area, so be advised of that. And also in, western part, the western, northwestern corner of Minnesota tonight, we've got some wind warnings in there. And coming on down over towards Lake Michigan, you've got some wind off the lake, which could cause some snow later in the day. Nothing all that drastic, it doesn't look like, but there may be some snow for you in the mix. Then to find any other problems that we might have, we have to go down into Alabama. And the central part of Alabama today, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, down to Montgomery, you've got fog and lots of it. So I-20, you'll be in fog. I-65, you'll be in fog. I-85, you'll be in fog coming out of Montgomery till you get to Georgia. That may change. There may be more fog coming. We'll just wait and see. And going up the East Coast, we've got some foggy areas there as well. Long Island, parts of Jersey, parts of Maryland, parts of Delaware, along the coastline of Virginia. We've got some winds up in the Hudson Valley of New York tonight because of a system that's going out to sea that's working its way off the coast of New England, so there's some back winds on the backside there. And that takes care of your weather, the highway and byway report for this hour. I'm sure it's going to change because this is a developing system that's intensifying out in the Sierra Nevadas, and believe me, you are going to get a bunch of snow, so you need to be ready for this one. 3 feet of snow in the mountains, and I don't need to tell you what that means out there, on top of the 4 feet that they already had on the ground from the storms last week. So you're talking about 6-7 feet of snow in some areas that they're used to getting snow, but not necessarily this early and this quick. So you want to talk about a white Christmas? There's going to be one there, for sure. All righty, don't forget the Truck and Sideway and Viber Report, always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee, especially during the middle of the night when you might need it. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.